We've been taking a closer look at the Department of Hawaiian Homelands this month. Last week, we sat down with William Ila, the acting director of DHHL, to talk about new rules to create more housing for beneficiaries. Today, we talk about complaints surrounding the foreclosure system with HPR's Ku'uwehi Hiraishi. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. That's right. So numbers, in the last 5 years, a little over 30 families have been foreclosed on or asked to be evicted from their homes on account of being delinquent on their mortgage. Now, it's not a high number when you look at about 4,500 homesteaders who are good on their loans, are good on their mortgages. But for Anahola Homesteader and Chair of the Sovereign Council for Hawaiian Homestead Associations, Robin Danner, this is preventable. In sort of looking at why these families are defaulting, why are they behind on their payments, she noticed that there were, I guess, this group of sort of looking at it from a bad habits point of view, you know, taking that trip to Vegas.
Yes.
And you can't afford it, and then you default on your loan versus bad events, so health scares, which keep you prevent you from going to work and making good on your mortgage payments. And she says for bad habits, counseling works, which is sort of the approach that the Department of Hawaiian Homelands does take. But in terms of bad events, these individuals cannot catch up. After a certain amount of time, there needs to be other options affordable to them. So she is sort of pushing for, and the Sovereign Council for Hawaiian Homestead Associations is pushing for what she calls mitigation, so loan mitigation or loss mitigation for the mortgages. Here's Danner.
You can't counsel your way out of that. What you need is mitigation, loan modifications, loan assumptions. There are strategies that re-engage the loan terms to match the current financial reality of a family. That's what's missing for our Hawaiian families. They're not getting the same access and the same level of service that non-Hawaiians get or off-homesteads get to the options of mitigation.
So we should say for the Department of Hawaiian Homelands, there is a pretty extensive process preventing foreclosure. There's a contested case hearing process where they get to go before the Hawaiian Homes Commission and sort of plead their case and tell them their specific situation. And then a payment plan can sometimes come out of that. And financial counseling is available. One-on-one on the sort of tab of the department. But even with those options in cases where there are bad events, so this one particular homesteader who was at this roundtable that Robin's group had put together, he had a spinal cord injury, which kept him out of work. He has two young kids, so his wife and mother of the kids had been taking care of the kids and not working, and he was the main breadwinner. So when he was out of work and a spinal cord injury, he could not walk, he can barely get around. He didn't have any means to sort of catch up, right? He had no extra savings to put towards this loan, and it continued to, become a delinquent to the point where eviction was a real, or for foreclosure was a real possibility. And he was saying if he had the option, kind of similar to maybe a military forbearance where there's a suspension on your mortgage payments, right? At least until you can figure out what you can do next. Or if it's a loan modification where you take that delinquent balance and put it towards the end of the loan, these sort of options were things that he said could have really helped him if that was the case. Now, this roundtable discussion that was being hosted was being done at the Lieutenant Governor Josh Green's office. And so spoke to Lieutenant Governor about what he thought about these specific situations in cases where there are bad events and what we should do about it.
Not everyone has the same story, obviously, but when you hear someone who's had that kind of hardship, then we step up for them. That's what we do. Because if we don't, they end up homeless. If they end up homeless, their family's devastated, and society pays for it in terms of higher cost, addiction, mental illness, PTSD, all those things that we constantly hear about. In this case, we can prevent it.
That's right. Homelessness has been an issue that the Lieutenant Governor has been working on, so it was a fitting conversation to be had. But a voice missing in this roundtable was the Department of Hawaiian Homelands, and according to the organizers of the roundtable, they were kept out of this discussion so that there could be more sort of free speaking on problems and also solutions. But in speaking with Cedric Dwart, spokesman at DHHL, about this issue, he brought up the idea of the wait list and the fact that some of, you know, their energy at the department is focused also on the 28,000 folks on the wait list.
We have over 28,000 people who are waiting to receive a homestead offer from the department, but we do have a responsibility to the existing lessees to try our best to keep those families in their homes. But the lessees do have a responsibility themselves to maintain that obligation. And, you know, it's really a partnership. We try to work with them. We hope that they'll work with us. And at the same time, we're working on developing lots to address the waiting lists.
And that's really the question that I posed to Danner, is if you have this wait list of folks, and then you have a few at this point, I believe there are a little over 250 homesteaders who are 30 days or more delinquent on their mortgages. This is out of that sort of pool of 4,500, right? But if you have folks who have tried again and again, who may not, home ownership may not be the thing that they can do right now, perhaps figuring out another option for them so that the homesteaders that are those on the wait list that are available or can afford a mortgage right now can take that spot. Why, you know, how fair is it that we're working so hard on those who may be, not be able to meet that financial obligation? This is what Donner had to say.
It's not only fair, it's right. What waitlister is hoping for the failure of another Hawaiian to be able to occupy a home? That's a false choice. Prince Kuhio gave us 203,000 acres. That acreage could double with proper management by the state. There should not be a choice which this family or that family.
That's right. So it doesn't need, according to Danner, she says, it doesn't necessarily need a legislative fix. But, you know, the department could change its procedures tomorrow to maybe outsource these cases, is something that she was pushing for. But the group will be introducing a technical amendment next legislative session to sort of insert language into the Hawaiian Homes Commission Act that includes these best practices on mitigation.
So DHHL doesn't really have anything that allows for them to kind of manipulate the...
There are options for forbearance, sort of standard fixed term forbearance. But I guess what the group wants is more options in terms of keeping these homesteaders on the land.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see how that all works then. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
That was Kuvehi Hiraishi talking about DHHL's delinquencies and foreclosures. For more on these DHHL stories, head to our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.